Okay.
The sunny.
What?
No.
What? No meat tonight. Where?
The thing tonight.
What thing tonight?
Pua.
Oh, okay.
It's not me.
Why would you do it? Okay. So. Okay. So today's Tzad Zion. We're on the Mishnah. We're on the Mishnah, right? We're on the Mishnah Tzad Yivav Amud Beis. So the Mishnah is now going to talk about the time of when you need to do Mariko Shtifa, right? The washing out of the washing out of the kelim. So the Rabbi Tarfon said, Bishel mitchilas haregel, yevashel bo kol haregel. Rabbi Tarfon says, if I cook or use a kli on the first day of Yontif, right, to cook a korban in, I do not need to do Mariko Shtifa that night. I have to clean it out that night. I have Yavashabal Kolaregal. I have the entire Yontif, all 7 days of Yontif, to use that kli. And I can do Marikun Shtifa afterwards, which is interesting. But that's what he says. You can Yavashabal Kolaregal. Rashi says, Yavashabal Kolaregal below Mariko Shtifa. Ulubasofa Regal, Yimrok Vyishtof. At the end of the Regal, then you can do Mariko Shtifa. Machlok is whether that means that you, again, based on source code, the end of the Gemara yesterday, does that mean you still have to do Haggadah and you don't need to do Mariko Shtifa? Or according to Rashi, seems to be you don't have to do anything at all. You don't have to do anything at all. Chachamim say no. Chachamim say no. Ad zman achilo. What you can do is you can cook in a kli without Mariko Shtifa up until the time of when what was cooked in there would need to be eaten, because then everything in all the blios would become nosar. So. Then the Mishnah says, what is Mariko Shtifa? So the Mishnah says, Mariko Ustifa, Mariko Kamrika Sakos, Ustifa Kishtifa Sakos. It's like you do with that Kosho Bracha, right? Rashi says, Mariko Kamrika Sakos, Mi Bifnim Kosho Bracha. Mariko is like washing out on the inside. Kidamim Bracha, Shatan Adach Bifnim, Ustifa Bichutz, and Shtifa's on the outside. You see some people, they have Kosho Bracha, they wash the coast, they do the right way to do the way Gemara says in Gemara Brachas. Then the Mishnah says, Marika Ustifa Bitsonain. Marika and Shtifa are both with cold water. Okay? So there is a girsa that's brought down that says no, and it's going to be based on the end of the Gemara here, that says Marika Bicharim Ustifa Bitsonain. One's with warm, one's with cold. So I guess if you hold that Marika and Shtifa are both cold, then you would probably have to do some sort of Haggadah somewhere in there, some sort of warm hot water. If you hold that Marika is with Chamim and Shtifa Bitsonain, well, that's where you're getting your heat to get rid of the blios. Then the Gemara says something very difficult. The Mishnah says something very difficult, sorry. Hashapod, which is the spit, va'achskala, which I believe is like the grill, magilim mechamim, in order to warm it up, in order to kasher it, you just have to do hagala, pour hot water on it, which is very difficult, because we say kibolo kachpolto. And what do you do? How do you use a spit or a grill? It's with fire, so we would need libud. What is the Mishnah telling me here that you need Haggadah, right? Rashi says Haksalya, he says griddle, bitzol nalav tzli, and they roast all the tzli on it. Ube gemarda masechas av lazar parich halibun boy. You need leaven. So what's going on here? There's something that you can't leave alone, because that's just wrong. It seems like the Mishnah is wrong. So if you look at the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, that he gives a couple answers there.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So, basically, one of the answers I think that they give there is that when do you need libun? You need libun when the absorption is when you absorb the davar asr, when you absorb something asr, something treif, something not kosher, basar b'chalav got together and got absorbed. Over here, what you're dealing with is that the absorption is what? The absorption was a karbon. Right. At the moment it was absorbed, it was a davar heter. So at least it was davar heter for the kohanim. So maybe if you absorb davar heter and you need to get rid of that, so that would only require hagala. So the Mikdash David says, well, based on that, if that's the svara, well, then who is this thing heter for? It's only heter for kohanim. Right. So let's say something happens to it and someone was poda the kli, and now the kli was yotze l'chulin, and I want to use that kli. Says the Mikdash David, well, it was boleya, something usher to me. So then I would require to do libun. Because it's only something mutter, based on that answer, it's only something mutter to the Kohanim. Okay.
It's kli cheres, you
wouldn't be able to. So it's not kli cheres. It's a shbud and a chsalya, which is a spit, a metal spit, and a grill. So it's not kli cheres. Okay. So now the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Tarfon. what is the source of Rabbi Tarfon? Rabbi Tarfon seems to say, or he says, Rabbi Tarfon says that if I had, I used the kli on the first day of Pesach, I can use this, Kohen can use the same kli throughout Pesach, and they don't have to kill it, they don't have to clean it.
Why is it no nosa?
What's going on? Well, the Gemara's going to get to that in a second. That's going to upset everything. But he seems to be saying he can use the whole thing. Why? Use it all the way through. So my time is Rabbi Tarfon. He says, the Amakra is a pasuk that talks about the Korban Pesach. The pasuk says, "Bishalto ve'achalto v'makom asher yichar shem lekecha bo, upanisa ba'boker." You eat it, and you get up in the morning, right? Ba'alach lo'alecha, and you go your merry way. You get up in the morning. So the Gemara says, what morning are you getting up and going? You can't get up the next morning and go. Because next morning you go. Next morning is Yontif. How can you get up and go? So he says. Rashi says. Al panisa boker. Al korchach boker shel chol ka'amar. It's the boker of chol. The karas the kari le boker rishon, and that's called the boker rishon. So the Gemara says kasuv asa'on kulon kiboker echad. The pasuk is calling every day of the Yontif one morning. The morning. So that means it's all considered one long day. Tosos has a problem with that. Because what's the reason why you can't go the next morning? The reason why you can't travel the next morning, most likely, is because tchum, you can't go home. So Tosos says, okay, so maybe the person is talking about somebody who lives in Yerushalayim. And who says, and even if someone lives far away, it's only, why are you saying that all 7 days is considered one day? Go to the first day of Chol HaMoed, just one day, and the second day you can go, right? Rashi said, Tosos says, Upanisa v'boker, Perish Bekutras, Akarcha and Boker Shacholka Amar, the Karle Boker Rishon, the Kasha, the Dilma Beyantov, the Kalon Shahalu Betochat Chum. Maybe his tent is in the middle, isn't it the Chum? But if you tame a lower, the Bayerias Penim, Beyom Rishon Shabayi Korbano, we call Mokum Yishlam Racharaso, Shuchol Shalmoid, because call Zayim in Ole. Why do you have to, how do you know all seven? He says, Venir La Farish, the Mashmai Kulu Boker Echer Mishum, the Kulu Zayin Tashlumim, the Rishon. The Chagiga Yeshbo Tashlum Kol Zayin says no. It's Pesach Boker. It's because the Korban. It's all considered one day. The Gabi the Korban Chagiga. If you miss it, bring the Korban Chagiga first. Take him in the second day. So it's all. The Torah seems to indicate that it's all considered one long day. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos says why. So Tosfos says it's all one long day because you can bring the Chagiga each and every day. So the Gemara then says, okay, wonderful. That's Yossi's question. But Maski Flora Va'Achad Duvoy Bar Ami. So wait a second. So if I shech the karbon on the first day of Pesach with kavana to eat it on the fifth day of Pesach, it's not pigel because it's all one long day. If I have the karbon sitting in front of me and the karbon chagigah and I wait a day or two, it's not nosar because it's all one long day. Of course not. That's ridiculous. Right. So Gemara says first. The Gemara says maybe in achanami. Maybe that's what Rabbi Tarfon says. He's halachically giving the status of one long day, legabe kachim. Can't be. Vatanya, we have a brisa that says otherwise. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Rabbi Nosson said, lo amar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon only said that the Yemei Rego counts as one day, ela zo, only regarding this din, amariko shtifa, bilvat. But not regarding no servant pigle. And the way you're explaining Rabbi Tarfon, that it's considered, but it's valikala boker, it's all considered one boker, then you can have a problem with no servant pigle. So the Gemara says, Elo, what's the reason for Rabbi Tarfon? That's enough from Rikon Shtifa at the end of the regel. Kidder Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Ravua, Dam Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Ravua, Kol Yom Vayom, Naase Gilu Lechavero. Every day, there are a lot of korbanos brought on Yontif. So every day, the next day, when you use that kli, basically it's cleaning out what was done the prior day. Rashi says, "Nasa giul chavero mitoch shahashlamim mitzuyim beregel." Because the shlamim are common on Yontif, on the regel, on the holiday, ain't be luashelahem nasa noser. What is absorbed is not noser. Shorizman shlamim lebeiz yomim. The time for shlamim is 2 days, which actually you're right, it's day, night, day. The chimivashel v'shlamim idnar, and when you cook the shlamim inside the cup, the thing today, which would say it's on Thursday, mivashel v'shlamim l'machar, so then you can cook again tomorrow. Ubaleya mishlamim shen nishkatu b'yom macharas. Every day it's baleya, the new stuff comes in and it's cleaning out the old stuff. Upoliyat mashabala etmal ubaleya minachronim nimsus ein abavli the noster. There's no nosters are coming out because every day it's being cooked. It's being baleya. It's being pulling out what was there yesterday, and now you have another korban shlamim inside. The imbal levashel chatos. But if you came to cook a chatos, now you have to be careful because zoyir levashel achar shlamim bo bayom. Make sure you cook a shlamim that day according to this. So it can push out the chatos and have the shlomim put in. Because if you put the chatos, come the next morning, if you didn't use it for a shlomim, now you got the nosa problem. So it seems that Rabbi Tarpon only applies to shlomim over yontif, and it has to be that you actually use the kli for a shlomim each and every day. Okay, Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say no ad zman achila. I sort of gave away what this means. Wait a second. Chachamim Omrim ad zman achila. So Maika Amar, what is the kavon of the Chachamim? Amar Nachman, Amar Rabba Ravua. Right, that's the idea. Mamtim la zman achila. You wait until the time of the achila. You wait until this, what was cooked in there should have been eaten. V'hadra avile mriko shtifa, and then you do mriko ushtifa. Ratosis points out, ein lefarish de mikro shtifa kodim shayasin nosar, kadesh lo yehok. You don't do the mriko shtifa before the time. You have to wait till the end, right? Kadesh lo yehok kachon vesapsul. Because what ends up happening is, I guess you can't do it beforehand, because then if you do it beforehand, then all the bleers that are inside, you're now making pasul. I'm not sure why.
How long is allocated to eat? Does it say?
Well, each korban has its own zman when it can be eaten. So let's say you cook the korban shlamim in there. You have to make sure that you wait till the time the shlamim can be eaten, right, which would have been today that it was brought, tonight and tomorrow. And after the time tomorrow's up, then you have to do mariko shtifa on the kli. Well, for a shlomim, it's 2 days. It's a day-night day. For a chatos, it's day-night.
I thought we only had Yom HaRichta by Rosh
Hashanah. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, we have another concept of Yom HaRichta, but the Gemara rejected that. The Gemara rejected that, because the Gemara said, so how about Pigel and Nosa? So the Gemara says, no, each carbon is washing out, each time you use it, you're washing out the previous days.
You can't do it too early, you can't do it too late.
No, you do it too late, you could fine, as long as you don't use it. Use before you use it again, make sure you wash it. Okay. So we know how to. So the Gemara says, I guess, where do the Chachamim know this? I guess you wait till the time the Zman Chiva passes. Amar Yochanan Mishum Abba Yosi Ben Abba. Siv, the Pasuk says, Humorak Vishutaf Bamayim. You wash it in the water. Uksiv. And the next pasuk says, "Kol zochar b'kohanim yochalosa." So Hakeitzad goes, "What's the smichos of the parsha?" Mabtin lads manachila b'hada avrei mrikushtifa. You wait for this manachila, and then you can do the mrikushtifa. Okay. So then the Mishnah said, "Mirika k'mirikas hakos, and shtifa k'shtifa hakos." The way you wash out the kosher bracha, so mirika is washing out the inside, and shtifa is washing it out on the outside. Sorry, I lost my place. Momentary. Relax. Okay. So the Gemara then says, Tana Rabbana, we learned in a Braisa, Rebbe holds, Miriko Shtifa, Bitzonen, Dibi Rebbe. Both Miriko and Shtifa are done with cold water. Bachamim Omrim, Miriko is done with warm water. Miriko Bachamim, Ushtifa Bitzonen. And Shtifa is done with cool water. My time at the Rabbanim, what's the story behind the Rabbanim, who say the Marika has to be done with warm water, with hot water, I guess, right? Because it should be no different than the absorption of non-kosher food items. Right? Rashi says, that you need hot water. That's how we do Haggadah. You do hot water. Diksiv, because the Pasuk says, kol devar sheyavo be'esh, you clean it out with esh. That was last week's Parsha. So the Rebbe Amalach, no, Hagala lo kamine. I'm not talking about Hagala. Hagala's a given. You have to do Hagala, as we spoke about the other day. Hagala's a given. Ki kamina, when I talked about Bitsonin, that's the Mariko Shtifa, the Basar Hagala. He says you have to do Hagala, and then afterwards the Torah is telling you that there's another mitzvah of Mariko Shtifa, and that's being done Bitsonin. So the Gemara is right. V'Rabbana, why don't they hold like Rebbe? That this is all after. He says, "In Cain, he says, Marika and Shtifa are both going to be Bitzonin, Lichtav Kra, or Morak, Morak, or Shutav, Shutav. Why change the Lashon to Mariko and Shtifa? To say Morak, Morak, or Shutav, Shutav. Right? Rashi says, "In Cain, the Tarvay Lechadahi, that they're both the same thing, being done in cool water, or Marika Lab Hainu Hagala, and Marika is not Hagala, Lichtav Kra, Lashon Shav, Bishleim. So the Torah should write the same thing by both. Do Marika. Why change it? So the Gemara says,
why do you have to do the kosher bracha
That's what the Torah says. Morik Keshotiv.
If to be, yeah. Wait, it says the kosher bracha says. Doesn't talk about kosos.
What does Mariko Shtifa mean? So the Gemara brachas.
I'm not asking that. I'm asking why do you have to do the kosher bracha?
What kosher are you talking about? I don't understand the question. Who says it? You clean it like you clean a kosher bracha. It's a comparison. That's what Rashi says. You clean it out. You do Mariko Shtifa. How do you do? What is Mariko Shtifa? Well, we define what Mariko Shtifa is in Gemara brachos. That's how you clean a kosher bracha. Same way you would clean the kosher bracha, that's how you clean it out. You would clean this out with cool water, Mariko Shtifa. There's no kosher bracha here.
That's what I'm asking. I didn't understand.
I'm sorry, did I answer the question or not?
I'm not sure.
So what? So ask the question again, so I'm sorry, so I can try to...
Why do you have to clean out the kosher bracha? Why do you have to do Mariko Shtifa
on a kosher bracha?
Yeah.
It's a double chasha. That's the Gemara Brachas. That's not our sukkah here. That's the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara Brachas gives a list of all things you have to do with a kosher bracha to make it clean. Because it's a high level. No, every time you're going to make a bracha on the coast. It's not our sukkah here, but the Gemara Brachas gives a whole list of things that needs to be done in the coast. You have to clean it out. You can't have droplets from old thing, water from old wine. There's a whole list of things that have to be done for the kosher bracha. Again, it's not here, but the Gemara here is just saying Mariko Shtifa is defined by how you did Mariko Shtifa over the Kosho Bracha.
Just wait 2 years.
Right. So, February 2020, we'll do it, right? We'll do it, right? So, it's like coming attractions.
We'll put the trailer.
The trailer, right? You go to the movie theater and they tell, coming out December 2025. Okay, whatever. That's what we're doing. Okay.
This is a sequel.
So, part two. Okay, so the Gemara says, Im kein litov kura o morok morok o shuta shuta. My moriku shutaf, so shmami no marika b'chamin shtifat sonin. Since this is two different languages, must be talking about two different things. One is b'chamin, and one is b'tzonin. So for Rebbe says, no, you can't say morik morak. Rebbe, iksiv morik roark, hava amina treizim ne morak. And it said morik morak, I don't think I had to wash it out inside twice. And ikisa, right, o treizim ne shutaf, or I had to wash it on the outside twice. L'kach ksiv, therefore it says, umorik v'shutaf, you do Mariko, it's on the inside, and Shutof is on the outside. Lomalach, Mariko, Karika, Sakos, Ushtifa, Katish, Shtifa, Sakos. But nevertheless, he says that Haggalah is a given beforehand. You have to do Haggalah. Okay.
So you just wonder what the cold water adds after
you do Haggalah. It's a Xerus. What does it add by, when
you
take...
in terms of, you think Haggalah accomplishes something.
Haggalah is accomplishing that you polate the Blios. And Mariko Shtifa are accomplishing the mitzvah d'oraisa of doing Mariko Shtifa on the coast when you use the it's the same question he asked on the kosher bracha. Mariko Shtifa is accomplishing the mitzvah d'oraisa of doing Mariko Shtifa on the coast. Okay, now bishel bo kadoshim v'chulin. So I have a kli, and I cooked inside meats both of kachin and shel chulin. Okay, all kachay kadoshim v'kachim kalim. Or I cook together kachay kachim and kachay kalim. Im yesh bahem b'no seng tam, which I think means, if the more chomer, meaning the kachim, is no seng tam to the chulin, or the kachay kachim is no seng tam to the kachay kalim, hare hakalim ne'echolim kachamurim. So the kalim get the din of the chomer. So therefore, the kachay kalim case, which would be a shlamim, and now it can only be eaten, it loses a day. It can only be eaten like the chatas who is in there, which is a day and a night. Then the Gemara says something which is, the Mishnah says something which is the opposite. He says, the Einon to Unim Mariko Shtifa. And the Kli that was cooked in both do not require Mariko Shtifa.
Wow.
So it's really, something's wrong. The Einon postim b'maga. And if the Kachay Kachim were puzzled, then the Kachay Kalim that were belay the Kachay Kachim do not get the din of the Kachay Kachim in order to puzzle something if they became Tamei. So Gemara says, okay, Gemara asks right away, my Kamer. That's the complete opposite. So the Gemara doesn't explain. So rukik, so I have, if I have a rukik, which is like a wafer, a rukik, shenaga b'rukik, so a pasul rukik touches a kasher rukik, and I guess there's absorption, right? The chaticha b'chaticha, or a piece of meat touches another piece, and there's absorption. Lo kol rukik, the lo kol chaticha asurim. The entire thing is not asur. Eino asur ele b'makom shabala. The only thing that becomes asur is that place where it touched, and when there was blios, basically you just cut that piece off and you can keep going. All right. Mishnah says, let me see, Okay? The Gemara says, my ka'amar. What's the Mishnah talking about? What do you mean? So the kachay kachim, and the kachay kachim is absorbed in the kachay kalim, and therefore it can only be eaten like kachay kachim. So if it got the din of kachay kachim, it should require mariko shtifa. What's going on? So my ka'amar. So the Gemara says, okay, you have to reread the Mishnah. The Mishnah is missing like a piece. The Mishnah basically means as follows. Im yesh behen beno seng tam, if there is no seng tam, if there is an absorption, so the less chamer one gets a din of the more chamer one, and therefore would be eaten like kachay kachim, would only be allowed to be eaten by zichrei kahuna, for yom v'lai lat katzos, has to be eaten inside the Beis HaMikdash, not anywhere else. U'tu'uni mariko shtifa, and it will require mariko shtifa, u'poslim v'maga, and if the chamer one became was puzzled, and then the other one got absorbed, it also would make tumah if someone touched it. However, ein behem no sein tam, the second part of the Mishnah is talking about a case where it doesn't have no sein tam, there is no absorption, then ein akal ne'achon kachamurim, the ein tu'un mariko shtifa, the ein poslim v'maga. So the question is, it's a zero-sum game. If there's absorption, it's treated all the way like the more chamer. If there's no absorption, then it's not treated like the chamer, which makes sense because there was no absorption. But the Mishnah, it seems, the Mishnah just... What?
But the pot still contains a...
But we're not talking about the pot. We're not talking about the...
Well,
besides that, yeah, okay.
So the pot, let's say, has kashim kal and kashim kachim.
Okay.
So why does it require...
So Gemara asks, kache kachim lo bo. Fine. Gabi the din of kache kachim, they don't require riku shtifa. But kache kalim niboyin. Nevertheless, you still require still requires mikro shtifa. We didn't kachay kalim; it still would require, right? Rashi says. Look at Rashi on the Gemara. Mishnah said that if you have kachay kachim that cooked together with kachay kalim and there was no absorption, right? So the pot I guess doesn't require kachay kachim; doesn't require mikro shtifa. But okay, so you took the kachay kachim out; it was in the kachay kalim pot. But you still require mikro shtifa for the kachay kalim. Why we still require it to be washed out? We just learned the other day that it applies to all. The Mishnah said it applies to all karbanos.
How's it possible that a keli doesn't absorb if you're cooking in it?
Wasn't hot enough?
Huh?
Didn't get hot enough.
So then it's not cooking. Then you
don't have the problem. Then you don't have the problem.
So that's what I'm saying.
That's what the Mishnah is telling me. So I don't have the problem if there's no absorption. That's exactly what the Mishnah is saying.
All right.
So,
it's not enough to
require flavor. Or you took it out very quickly and it didn't get to the level of 1/60th. Right. So Amar Abaye, so the question is now, right, look at Rashi, we'll explain Rashi better. 1, 2, the second to last Rashi in the short lines. Nihi the kachi kachim lobo. Klomar, nihi the lobo mariko shtifa lisovs manach is chamurim damu utinu batli. Okay, fine. So the kachi kachim got in there and it was batal to the kachi kalim. So therefore, you don't have to wash it after the first night, after that night. So the next day, after the zman of achila of the kachay kalim, you still have to mariko shtifa. So why is the Mishnah telling me you don't have to mariko shtifa? So that gives away the answer. So the Gemara says, "Amar Abaye ma in teunin kamar." What does it mean that you don't require mariko shtifa? It's kachay. It's ma in teunin kachay kadoshim. You don't have to do mariko shtifa after the day of when the kachay kachim would become noser. Ava kachay kalim, but after the second day, when kachay kalim and the shlamim would be tuna, then you would need mariko shtifa, just pushing off the time. And Rava Amar says, no, I can make it more simple. Rava Amar, hamani Rabbi Shimoni. It's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, which you saw in the Mishnah, who said, damar kachay kalim ain't tuna mariko shtifa. Rabbi Shimon said, kachay kalim do not require mariko shtifa. So you can assign this halacha to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya to Rabbi Shimon. I'm not 100% sure what the raya is. The Gemara says, Bishlam ala Rava, the Mishnah is understandable according to Rava, who says that the Shita is going to according to Rabbi Shimon. Hainu de Katani, that's why the Mishnah mentioned two halachos. It said, Kachim cooked with chulin, O kache kadoshim and kachim kalim. So it's coming to teach us that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that kachay kalim don't require mariko shtifa. Elala Abaye, but according to Abaye, who says that kachay kalim do require mariko shtifa, and the Mishnah is only telling us about the time as to when the mariko shtifa is required, Elala Abaye, tarte lamali. I guess saying, why do I need two halachas? It's the same exact halacha. Right? It would be, it's teaching me the same, it's the same thing, right? Tarte lamali. Elala Abaye, last Rashi, the Amar, my ain't to unim, the Ka'amar, kedin chamurin, tartu lamelin misne. Kevin the Tana Kotcha Vicholim, Vashma Uri the Bata Bimuto, Malihani Malihani. There's no chiddush. Kachim and chulim, if there's no absorption of the kachim with the chulim, you treat like the chulim. Kachim and kachim and kalim, there's no absorption, you teach like the kachim kalim. There's no extra halacha, why teach you both? According to Rava, I understand the second halacha, is to teach me that you don't need Mariko Shtifa by the kachim kalim. According to Abaya, why do I need both? The Gemara gives a few answers. Tzrichi, I need both. The Itana kachim and chulim had just listed the first halacha of kachim and chulim, Hava Amina, I might have thought, I don't know why, but I might have thought, chulin hu mevatel kadoshim, that only chulin would have the din of being able to mevatel kachim. And if a small amount of kachim fell into the chulin can mevatel the kachim. The lav minayu, because it's mimbish ein omino. It's mimbish ein omino on a halachic level. It's not mimbish ein omino when it comes to taste and texture. It's both pieces of meat. So the lav minayu. Aba kachim, kachim kalim. But kachim, kachim kalim, I would say that they're the same min, even on the halachic status, emelo, maybe they would be bittel. According to him, I guess you would have to say two things. You have to say that this Havmina says that Mim B'mino Eino Bata, which we go according to Rabbi Yehuda, and you would also have to say that Mim B'mino also has, it's talking about like halachic status, not just taste. Okay? The Itana Kadashi Kalim and Kachi Kalim, and maybe had it just said the other side, that Kachi Kachim become Bata in the Kachi Kalim, and you don't mention the case of Kachim and Kulin, Havamina, I would say Kadashim, Kachim in the Kachi Kalim, Hu De Alime Lebute Kadashim. It has the power to mevatel other kachim. Kachim is very strong, so you would need another kachim to mevatel it. Aval chulin emalo, but you might say that chulin do not have the power. Tzrichi, I don't know what that means. Doesn't have the power. We never saw that when it came to bittel. Yes, there'd be more power. It's bimimimino, mimish enomito. Okay, that's what you would have thought. So therefore, according to Abaye, the Mishnah works as well. Then the Mishnah said the rakik, which you said was the mincha wafer, right? Shenaga berakik. So one rakik touches another rakik, or one piece of meat touches another piece of meat. I get right. So the only thing that becomes usser, I guess, if there's blios, is the part where it touches, but not the whole thing. Now the Gemara doesn't have drashas or psukim to learn it out. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says by the korban chatas, kol asher yiga, whatever touches the korban chatas, b'sara yikdash. The rest of the pasuk is important. Yachol afilu lo bala. You might think even something that wasn't balea, that didn't absorb. Talmud lomar bivsara. It's called sheyiga bivsara. It has to go into the meat. Ad sheyibala bivsara, until it goes into the meat. Then it says yachol. You might have thought naga b'miktsas chaticha. If it only touches part of the chaticha, yehei kulo pasul. Then the whole thing would be pasul. Kamalomar, that's what the pasuk says, kol asher yiga, only what it touched. Hanogeya pasul, only what touches pasul. So haketzat, so what do you do? But we said before, choseich es makom shabala, you cut off, that's the piece that would absorb. You cut that piece off, the rest of the meat, whatever it didn't touch, still has its status as it was beforehand. The pasuk says, bivsara, what does it mean, bivsara? Only if it touches the meat. The lo begidin, not if it touches the sinews, velo batzamos, not the atzamos, velo bekarnayim, and not the horns, velo tefayim, not the hooves. Then yikdash, it says yikdash, what does it mean yikdash, becomes holy? Liyos kamoa, it becomes exactly like the meat that it touched, haketzad, every minute it comes like that. Impsuahi, if the chatas, which is giving over the taste, if the chatas was pasul, then whatever, like pigle or nosa or whatever, then whatever it touched, tipasul also becomes pasul. No, whatever it touched. We just said what it touched.
Just that piece.
We just learned in the pasuk, only that piece. Right, that's what we just learned. Tipasel. V'imsherehi, entechatas is kosher, te'echal kechomer shabbos. So that piece has to be treated like the korban chatas, and therefore it gets
eaten. Piece of chazer that touched a kosher thing, it's only that piece I have to cut off?
If it touched it in his bli, I don't know, but I'm not going to pasken when it comes to your kitchen. So,
it's not in a pot, it's just touching.
They're touching each other. It wasn't right. Cooked. One was hot, and they're hot, and they're touching each other. They had to be touched. If there's no blia, then there's no blia.
So it's just touching.
No, it says, we just said, yachol afil shalo bala, even if there was no absorption, tamaloma bivsara, there has to be an absorption. Then you would have thought, maybe it's only if yachol, that if it touched part of the katicha, the whole thing would pasul. Then no, only when it touched is pasul. Haketza, what do you do? Choseh chasamachem shabala. You cut off the piece that was... That was there was blias. You can't have blias without a heat.
The whole piece of meat wouldn't be a problem.
I don't think it ever would be. You know, there's no blia. That's what we always say. It's cold. You don't have to worry about it. Right, like they say, you wash it off, maybe, and sometimes people say you peel it off. You know, once had a very expensive piece of pastrami many years ago, and something happened to it. Spoke to Rabbi Feitman, and Rabbi Feitman says, "No, it's kosher. Just just peel it off." And he saw that I was having an oil, and he goes, "Well, if you don't want it," so I said, "Okay." I said, "Okay." He said it was a good piece, so I was the best pesach in my life. Okay. Yeah. So he said, okay, fine. Look at Rashi Adshe Yivola. Look at Rashi on top. He says, Kigon hamehatich shuman chatos. I guess you're cutting off the fat of the chatos. V'sach mimenot tzvi shal shlomim v'nitzavo. And you sort of spread the shuman of the chatos on the shlomim, and it came in there. So he says, but here's the kicker. U'mikan anu lemedim. And from here we hear, you see, heter mitztarif le'iser b'kachim. When the heter piece is nivla, the kachim, the heter piece becomes the kachim. Heter mitzvah for the kachim becomes the exact same status. V'ein lumo mikan tam ki'ikr. Don't learn out here the cases of tam ki'ikr, she'ein ze tam elamamish. Because this is not talking about tam. This is actually mamashus. You actually have the piece of meat there. So it's a different thing. Okay. So Gemara says, amai. Rashi says, a mighty puzzle mishum hai porta. Why should this piece become puzzle because of the small touching, right? Why is the basar shlamim become puzzle when it touches the chatas, when it is puzzle? Why should it become puzzle? Nesi asei vilitchi esalos asei. You should have an asei doch elos asei. Well, what asei and what los asei? What's the asei? What's the los asei? So Rashi says, nesi asei the ochlo osam. Dikshera, the say of the mitzvah of achilas kachim, the say of achilas kachim, should be doche the losa say, which is the loto chal de psula. So I have this piece of shlamim that is kosher, it gets touched by the chatas of chatas psula. So now we say this piece of shlamim is pasul.
Right.
Why? Say a say of the achilas shlamim should be doche the losa say of achilas of something that's pasul. Nesi a say with chilosa say. I don't understand why that makes a difference throughout. All the time that should happen. Yeah. Anytime I have a korban chatas, say the asay should be dochelos asay. No, when it becomes possible, you don't eat it. Right. Even more, and another question, what's the asay of the chilas kachim? You have to eat the entire korban? So this piece you don't eat. It's not like, eat the rest of the korban. It's a weak kind of asay. Shagas Ari says from here, you see from here, that the mitzvah of the chilas kachim is to eat the entire korban. It's a big chiddush, which is to say that. And he says, say dochelos asay.
Well, what happens if you don't want to?
That's a mitzvah sase that you have to eat it. I don't want to eat my matzah. You have to eat it. I don't want to put it on. What do you mean I don't want to?
The matzah would eat the whole thing.
That's the
only one
to eat. So it has to be eaten. So that's another machlokas. Don't bring the carbon then. The kohen has to eat it.
Right, so why
are you
making that thing?
Right, and Tosos has another question. Tosos says also, he says, we never say ase docha lo sase when the lo sase involves a karis. Right? See, the eating of the kachim, it's a curry. Don't say, ach, ase dochelos ase. There's a lot of questions. So Toso says, lav atochal kachamar shabba parich. He says it can't be our case of over here. Sha'ocha b'lai l'machu shlomi da'in l'avli nosar. They ain't nosa dochelos say, say yishbo karis. Ela im psulahi. It's not talking about the nosar case. It's only talking about the pasul case. Okay, that was also answer his question. But the Gemara, and we answered the question of the us about what's the assay, you have to hold it to Shagasari. It's the assay. So Amar Rava says, "Ein assay dochelos assay shav mikdash." We don't hold this concept of assay dochelos assay in the base of mikdash. Okay, why? I don't know, but we don't say that. He says, "How do I know?" Shenemar, it says by the Korban Pesach, the etzem lo sish bruvo. You can't break a bone in the Korban Pesach. But you have to eat everything. Rabbi Shimon Menashe Omer, Echad Etzim Sheyeshbo Moach, whether the bone has meat on it, the Echad Etzim Sheyeshbo Moach, the bone doesn't have any meat on it. But why not? If it has the meat on it, Nesei Asei V'Lil Chelos Asei, let the Asei of Achilas Korban Pesach, which is the Achilas of Basar B'Lal Azeh, be Docha the Lav of Etzim Lo Yishbrolo. Ela, Ein Ose Docha Lo Sasei Shem Mekdash. We say the Ein, you don't say Asei Docha Lo Sasei by the Vesem Mekdash. I mean, it's just, it's... Right? But I think that, I mean, Shuas Yaakov asked you a question. What assay do you have of a chilas kachim by chilas kachim that are puzzle? There's no assay there. The assay is to eat kachim, kachim, not to eat puzzle kachim. Right? Yeah, so maybe I'm not exactly sure. I don't understand what that all the other questions I got answers. That question I don't have an answer to. Okay. Rav Ashi gives another answer. Rav Ashi says, which is also difficult, he says it's we only say asay dochalos asay if it's an asay and a lav. But here it says kol asher b'sara yikdash becomes holy. He says yikdash asayhu. Yikdash asayhu. And therefore you have ein asay doches alos asay v'asay. But yikdash isn't an asay. It's not a mitzvah asay. Yikdash is the status. It's defining the status. Anything that touches it gets the status of the chatas. That's a mitzvah asay? No, that's just a definition. So I don't understand that answer either. Okay, fine. I'm fine. So now the Gemara says, Ashtichan chatas de miskatish bevelua. We know now from the kolosha yigabo yikdash, we see that the chatas, if it's mixed up with the chatas is... It passes over, a korban chatas is mekadesh what it touches it, if there's blia. Shar kachim in Island. How do you know that? That's a story with all other kachim as well. Amar Shmuel, which is Rabbi Lazar, because it says that after the Torah talked about the Dina Karbanos, it says, Zosha Torah, this is the Torah, la'olav, la'mincha, la'chatas, la'ashim, la'lumim, la'zevach, shlovim. There's a hekesh between all the korbanos. I don't know why we don't use this pasuk all the time to tell us everything, but that's the hekesh for all the korbanos. So the Gemara is now going to go through. Okay, so what is being hukash in all the halachas? We're being makish everything to the ola, everything to the mincha, everything to the chatas. So we have to find out the halacha of each and everything that's now going to be learned out to every other carbon. So la ola, what's la ola? Ma ola tuna kli, just like the ola requires a kli, av kol tuna kli. So to everything requires a kli. So Gemara says, wait a second, my kli. Which part of the ola using a kli are we talking about? Elim and Mizrak, if you're telling to teach me from the Ola that you need this Mizrak, you need this Kli in order to be Mekabladam, so to all the other Korbanos need this Kli to Mekabladam because you can't use it in your hands. So that's already learned somewhere else. Shalmei Tzibur Namik Sibduhu. But the Shalmei Tzibur also says that. It says, Vayikach Moshe, Chatzi Hadam, Vayasim Ba'aganos. Moshe took half the blood and put it into the cups. So you already see it somewhere else. Ella, what's the Kova of Kli that we're learning out from Ola? Ella sakin, that in order to do the shchita, you need a knife. You can't use a stone, a sharp stone, something. It has to be a knife, because you need kli sharis. But ola gufa min olam, but how do I know the ola requires a knife? Fascinating. Dichsev, because it says by kedas yitzlak. It says by yishlach avram es yado, by yikach es hama'acheles. Avram took his hand, and he took the ma'acheles, he took the knife. V'hasam olahu, and there it was an ola. Why? Because yitzlak, dichsev, by Leila Ola Tachas Beno. He brought the Ayel as an Ola in place of his son, who was an Ola. So he's taking the knife. So you're learning it out from there, which is very interesting. But you see from here also that the Gemara takes it for granted that the knife is required, you need a klisharis for the knife. The first Tosos in Perek Ezim Koman in the fifth Perek had his whole back and forth as to whether or not you required a knife, a klisharis, for Shrita. Because the Gemara, if you look at the Mishnayos there, right? The Mishnayos said when it gave the list of items that are there. The Gemara says, "Kachek kadoshim shkitatim mitzafar." It says, "Kibol dama mitklisharis mitzafar." Never mentions that you need a klisharis by the knife. So the Gemara goes back and forth. What do you need a knife for? Not seems to be pretty clear raya from the Gemara here. And Tosfos there points out to this Gemara that you see that you need the klisharis, you need a knife for the ola. So we're learning that you need a knife for everything. We're learning now from the ola. Mincha, what are we learning out from the Korban Mincha? Ma Mincha Eina Nechelas El Zichmei Kehuna, just like the Mincha can only be eaten by the male Kohanim, Av Kol Eina Nechelam El Zichmei Kehuna. So to all these things that are listed, can only be eaten by the male Kohanim. So, Mahi, wait a second, which Korbanos are we learning that out? I Chatas V'Asham, if talking about the Chatas V'Asham, Behedrik Sibuhu, it says that explicitly. It says that it says, Kol Zachar B'Kolom Yochlenu. And by the Chatas it says, Kol Zachar B'Kolom Yochlenu. So Eva Shalmei Tzibur, and if you're learning it out that from the Korban Mincha has to be eaten by males, so too the Shalmei Tzibur can only be eaten by males. Miribuya the crossing, that halacha we already learned there, because it says Bakodesh. We learned it out from a reboy somewhere else. It says Bakodesh Hakadosh Bochlena Kol Zachar Yochel Oso. So Yochel Oso is extra, and the Gemara learned Limei Al Shalmei Tzibur Shein Nechalim Elas Zirchekinuuna. So everybody learned it out from there. The Gemara says no Tanaihi. So Machlokas Tanoim. Right, And does Shalmei Tzibor require male, someone enough from that pasuk, someone enough from the Hekesh to Mincha? Okay, Chatos, what are we learning from Chatos to all other Korbanos? Chatos, Ma Chatos Mikadeshes Bivalua, just like the Chatos makes anything that becomes Nivla from it, like it. Af Kol Mikadesh Bivalua, so to anything else that has Balea, that has Nivla and something else, makes it like it. Any other Korban is Mikadesh what it touches if there's Blios. Let's go right there. So Asham, the Gemara says, Asham, Ma Asham, Ein Shafir, Vishlaya Kodesh Bo, just like the Asham, the Or, the Shafir, I think that means the placenta. The Shilya is the placenta. The Or, I guess, is the skin of the Vlad, and the Shilya is not considered Kodesh. Af Kol Ein Shafir, Vishlaya Kodesh Bo. So, Kasavar, with the Tana saying here that the Shafir and the Shilya of the fetus is not Kodeshim, must mean that Vlados Kadoshim, they have Yosin Hain Kadoshim, that the Vlados are born from the Kadosh, born from the Karbanos, are not Kadosh in utero. Right?
Only when they're born.
Only when they're born. And you can also, Vidun Efshar Mishi Efshar, you can also learn for Hekesh things that are possible and things that are not possible. What does that mean? We learn the Hekesh things that are, because the Asham, it's not Shaykh Bo Shapir Ashliya, because the Asham is a Zachar. So we can learn something from the Efshar from the Efshar, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. Learn from the Asham. Go weiter.
It's fine, it's fine.
Then why don't we try to get to the Masnisa Tanit?
Whatever you want.
I didn't do this yet, but we can
it's fine. It's fine.
Okay, stop here.
It's fine, we'll take it.
Okay.